At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You should be excited. The Giants will compete. They should be in every game. But we just got to slow down with the who are we trading for. This team's going to win the division, go to the playoffs. Like, these are rookies now. They're going to take their lumps like they did against the Saints. Let's slow down. I opened the show talking about the New York Yankees. And honestly, I'm tired of the New York Yankees, bro. I'm tired of the feeling of impending doom. I'm tired of the feeling of not having enough. I'm tired of the feeling of watching them strike out over and over again. Just squeeze the bat too tight, not be able to string together hits. Living and dying by the home run, and then you watch a team like the Mariners, everybody hits home runs. Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh, Josh Naylor, Jorge Polanco, and they get it done against a team that absolutely smacked you. The run differential between the Blue Jays and the Yankees was all time. But the Yankees are quietly fading into darkness right now. Heads are rolling as far as the bullpen coach and the first base coach. Travis Chapman had the back and forth with Boone after stupid ass Jazz got doubled up off of first base against the Marlins in that series. The Yankees got swept. Win one of those games and maybe your fate changes in the postseason. And then the bullpen was terrible at times. And Harkey's been there for a long time. Harkey was there when Larry Rothschild was there, you know? But whatever. Go on, Hark. Go do your own thing, bro. Go do your own thing. And let's see if they add some guys that change anything, but nothing changes until it does. The Yankees have to change their approach, their philosophy. Little stupid things like, this guy's under contract, so we're going to play him. We're going to get the most out of a DJ LeMahieu situation just because he's on the roster. We can get by with Peraza and Yorbit Vivas at third base. And then baseball happens, right? You thought Oswaldo Cabrera could be the guy. He gets hurt, and he was missed. You know, baseball happens. Trent Grisham's in a prove-it year. A guy that was a 190 hitter that you had glued on the bench, wouldn't even let get involved over Alex Verdugo the year before going to the World Series. That guy's your leadoff hitter, starting center fielder. You're depending on him, and he comes up super small in the postseason. No clutch gene. Guys like Anthony Volpe, who you protect, who you're too proud to admit, right? And this goes back to Aaron Boone as well. I just saw in the Bleacher Creatures chat, shout out to my guy, Ack, who was saying, you know, they get rid of everyone except Boone. He's got something on Cashman and Howe. He was chosen by them. Nobody else made Aaron Boone the manager. Nobody else drafted and developed Anthony Volpe. Nobody else said that, hey, you're the shortstop. We're not sending you down. Nobody said, you know, like, this is their own decisions. They die hard on their own trades, contracts, and decisions, and they're too stubborn to admit fault until it's too late. I guess we do have to cut DJ LeMahieu and move Jazz back to second and then go trade for Ryan McMahon. I guess we couldn't get by. Anthony Volpe's got a torn labrum. He needs a cortisone shot. We trade for Caballero and got to put Caballero in there to start and give him some rest, and hopefully that helps. And it helped for a little while until the Blue Jays series, where he struck out 11 times and reverted back to the player we saw all season. Luckily, he didn't skip the ball across the ground. But you picking up what I'm putting down? These are the Yankees' decisions that they do in the dark, and it always comes to light. These are the Yankees' decisions that they make, and then when they come up short, they act like, we thought You're supposed to be the smartest guys in the room. Gleyber Torres is not a shortstop. Rougned Odor shouldn't be playing third base. We've done this. You'll throw Jake Bowers. Shout out to Rake Bowers with the Brewers. You'll throw Jake Bowers anywhere in the outfield. IKF playing center field, left field. Like, what? Like, why can't they just do the things necessary to win? The Dodgers will cut big-time household name players. Get out of here if you're not doing what we want you to do. They'll send guys down. They don't care. The best are supposed to play. It's supposed to be a meritocracy. It's based off of skills. It's the New York Yankees. So until they look in the mirror and decide, we're going to play the best. We're going to go after the best. We're going to field the best roster. We're not taking any shortcuts. Because we always get cut short. Our run to being champions gets cut short always because of the shortcuts we take. That's where we're at with all the Yankee fans on the line. And, you know, even the Giants fans on the line we'll get to as well. The Giants are in a good spot right now. Better than we thought they would be. I remember talking about you got to pick your spots where they're going to upset teams early on in the season because everyone had them going 0-9, 0-10. Well, did we know Dart would be ready this soon and be as effective as he is? Nah. Did we know Cam Scataboo would get the opportunity that he's gotten and be a monster like he is? I did. I was saying it for a long time. But, I mean, now you're seeing it. And this defense under Shane Bowen, who I said should be fired, they're saving his job. They're saving his, you know. But I just think we got to chill because this is the NFL. Sean Payton is a good coach. Sean Payton is going to have that defense ready. And the way that Dart and Scataboo play, they got to worry about staying healthy because now they got a target on their backs, right? The NFL is making them the banner on Twitter. The NFL is putting out Jackson Dart Thursday night core moment, core memories, montage. Cam Scataboo's everywhere. Like, because Cam Scataboo's winning the scepter again for angry runs with Kyle Brandt and Good Morning Football. Like, if you don't think that every team they're about to see in the NFL, and let's just focus on the next 2 weeks before we get back to the calls at 888-808-1019. I said we get more Giants into the conversation, but of course we're doing the Yankees as well. If you don't think the Broncos have a target on them and some of those dogs they have on defense who the Jets fans just saw, like, you're mistaken. They're trying to knock those kids out. And if you don't think the Eagles fans, when you go down to the link the week after, if you don't think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be trying to get some get back for getting embarrassed on national television, it's not going to be as easy as you think. Out on Long Island, Steve, you're on the Fan. Go for it, man.
Hey, Keith. Love your show. And in fact, I look at you as like the Tim McCarver of talk show. You analyze or microanalyze whether it's a game or a play to the point where people go, oh, wow, I didn't know that, you know, and it brings light to everything. So
thank you.
Do an excellent job.
Thank you. Shout out rest in peace, Tim McCarver. But shout out to him. That's high praise.
That's how you come across. Now, I'd like to hopefully give him the time. I got to say two things about the Giants and one about the Yankees. That's more like a suggestion that I think would really help them. But first about the Giants. Ever since Dart got playing, I said to myself, look at this. This is tremendous. And mm-hmm. I'm getting all, not you, but all the talk show guys go, wait a minute, let's tap the brake. Let's not. What, are you kidding me? You're seeing spectacular football, and you're questioning, is this real or an illusion? You know, Yogi Berra once said you could see a lot just by looking. All you got to do is look and see what's going on. And people that are not believing it or stating it, they're nuts. That's what I think. Which brings us to the next point about the Giants, Dable. Now, Dable, there's a lot of guys are saying, well, now he got his quarterback, so he's the quarterback whisperer. He can make him into, like, Josh Allen. Let me tell you something. I'm absolutely convinced Josh Allen became Josh Allen because of Josh Allen, in spite of Dable. Had nothing to do with it because
after,
he had a natural talent.
After Brian Dable.
And the proof of the pudding is we had DJ. Daniel Jones, there was no quarterback whisperer for him. He made him nothing, but now go to India and ask them what they think of him.
Right.
So if he could take just, you know, a quarterback and make him into a superstar, how come he couldn't do it for Daniel Jones? Indianapolis seems to have been able to do that. So I don't understand that at all. But I don't think Dable is really, he's going to get too many accolades if this guy does good. But it's because he's the real deal. And Dart with Scataboo in the backfield, the only people that you have to question, that should question their talent, is whoever the G-men are playing, because those guys are going to get noticed. That I think Denver, they're going to smoke them. Let's be honest. Who's a better team, the Giants or the Jets right now? The G-men. Denver was on a respirator. to beat the Jets. The Giants, they're going to manhandle them. Plus, they've been traveling all over the place, from Denver all the way back to England, and then back again.
It would be a hell of a Sunday if those kids can go into Mile High and beat the Broncos. It's on the table.
I think it's there. I really do. Now, one last thing. To make the Yankees better, I really think, I never heard anybody say this. I don't know if it could or should be done, but I think it would. If I was Hal, I'd say to him, listen, they have a good rapport with Mariano Rivera. He's always showed up. Mariano, Mo once said that he was getting hit around until he learned the cutter. Okay? And the same way Phil Rizzuto used to hit the kids and teach them how to bunt, how come nobody said, I'll give you a check for what you want? Come to the bullpen, work with all our relievers, and teach them the cutter. You learned it, they can learn it too. If one guy learns it, forget about the whole bullpen. If one guy learns it, and God forbid two of them, it'd be lights out again. How come that doesn't occur?
Thanks for the call, Steve. Gave you your time. I will work backwards. Mariano is out with an Achilles tear. Shout out to Mariano. I don't mean to laugh because it was terrible to see that happen on Old Timers Day. But I was able to run into Bernie Williams during the postseason, and Bernie said that Mariano wants them to continue playing the Old Timers Day game and also wants to play in Bernie Williams' softball game. And Bernie said Mariano's rehabbing like he's a player, like he's working to come back and put this behind him. But I mean, he's up there in age. I'm sure it's tough, man. But why isn't Mariano an instructor for the I think we want so badly, like even Don Mattingly's name has come up now. Like, oh, the Yankees are going to hire Don Mattingly after the Blue Jays get eliminated. No, they're not. They had opportunities to do that. It's not happening. Oh, why doesn't Derek Jeter come back and work with Volpe? He's wearing a suit on Fox. They're paying him millions to do that. Jeter didn't even want to come to Old Timers Day. So I think, we have this, like, fairy tale in our mind that the old Yankees should come back. Like, now I even see people, Willie Randolph should be, coaching these Yankees up. Maybe in spring training, Willie is there. You know, he put his arm around Volpe to help him. Andy Pettit is there. Bernie is there. CeCe is there. There are some guys. Gator is there. There are some former Yankees involved. But that's not the answer, man. These guys have to go out there and do it themselves. The game has evolved. The game has changed. These modern-day players have to go out there and fight and want it. Now, going back to the Broncos are a 7-point favorite. Can the Giants go in there and shock the world? I'm not going to put it past them. They beat an undefeated Chargers team in their building. They knocked off the defending champs in their building. Oh, that's right. They're not going to be in their building. They're not going to be underestimated. The Jets had every opportunity to beat the Broncos and still did not. I think that Sean Payton is going to rally the troops. I think that, them surviving that game and then knowing that a young quarterback and running back are coming in there, Sean Payton and Vance Joseph, they're going to have some different looks for Jackson Dart to try to navigate through. Now, going back to what you said about using your eyes with Dart, I've been so impressed with the kid. And what I've been leaning on is we don't realize how these kids have quarterback coaches in high school, how these kids are studying defenses and learning systems from high school to college. He played at USC. He played in the SEC at Ole Miss. He's ready. We have to change our minds. We're so conditioned to first-round quarterbacks fail. Give them time. Don't rush them. No, some of these kids are ready to go. Jackson Dart is ready to go. Jackson Dart is ready to go. And I think at the end of the year, when the Giants come up a couple games short, we're going to think back to the beginning of the season and be like, well, damn, they paid Russell Wilson. They even brought Jameis Winston in here. They drafted Dart. They should have just let him go week one. Maybe their fortune would have been a little different. But we also might not get to that point because they might lose some more games. Again, they went down to face the Saints, and they gave the ball away 5 series in a row, and that's how you lose. You're not beating anyone that way. I don't expect that to happen, but I do expect the Broncos to disguise coverage. And who is Dart throwing the ball to? Like I said, he'll throw it to anybody. He'll find Lil Wandell, Lil Jordan Humphrey, Jalen Hyatt, tight ends, whatever. Is Darius Slayton going to be able to go this week? I don't think it's going to matter against Pat Surtain, against that Broncos defense in their building. And these guys play with so much energy and adrenaline that altitude is going to catch you at some point. All that running that Jackson Dart does in the backfield and trying to, you know, avoid sacks and create plays, and Cam Scatable running and running into everybody head down. So, like, I don't know. They're a 7-point, the Broncos, they're a 7-point favorite for a reason. Their offense has been putrid. But, like, that doesn't mean Cortland Sutton can't get busy. That doesn't mean J.K. Dobbins can't get busy in their own building. It's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a close game. You might take the Giants to cover that 7. And I'm happy for the Giants fans that can at least watch a game on Sunday with their team and feel like we're in it. Jackson Dart goes down and scores on the opening drive. Use your eyes. He might do that again in Denver. But I just think we got to pump the brakes on what they're going to be and that they need to go get another receiver. And they do need to get a receiver more so for Dart and his development and having a weapon and like a safety blanket than thinking that going to get this wide receiver is going to put them into the playoff conversation. They're in the hunt.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right now, but it's week 6. You know, like I said, they have the Broncos and the Eagles. But then when they come home, they got the 49ers. I might go to that game. Brock Purdy may be back, and I don't know if it'll matter. But they should beat the 49ers at home. But the Niners are well coached, and they have a decent little team as far as talent goes. And don't look now, but when they go to Chicago, Ben Johnson and the Bears might be more formidable than we realize. I think the Bears, November 9th, is a game that we circled as they can beat the Bears. Then they got to face Jordan Love and the Packers at home. Then they got to go face the Lions. Like, there could be some losing, even if they have competitive games. I think they caught the Chargers at a great time. The Chargers coming across the country to MetLife. And that being Jackson Dart's first start. Whoa, never saw it before. But every week, there's more film on Jackson Dart. And they're going to have somebody spy him. And they're going to be talking trash. And that's one thing I think about Jackson Dart. He's unfazed. This guy's in his own world, in a good way. He knows he's him. He knows he's the guy. He knows he's like that. And his teammates know he's like that. So that belief goes a long way. But let's see how Daboll coaches. Let's see how Kafka coaches. Let's see how Shane Bowen coaches. against Sean Payton and Vance Joseph. And, you know, these guys, I think they have some good coaches over there. It's going to be a good game. I'm not saying that the Giants can't win. I'm saying, like, reality is going to hit, though. They shocked the world on a short week against an Eagles team that had lost to the Broncos and had been in some turmoil with A.J. Brown and struggling a little bit and couldn't get anything really going consistently. An Eagles team that barely survived some games this season. Now they get a Broncos team that barely survived, but they're finding ways to win. They're due for a get-right game in their building. They play well, and they've got a good fan base. It's going to be a different experience for Dart and Scataboo and these guys going to Denver, Colorado. 888-808-1019. Richie's in Queens with us next. What's up, Richie?
Keith, how are you?
I'm good. I'm watching Mookie Betts at bat here. It's 2-2.
Yeah, did you watch Ohtani? By the way, I think Ohtani's like 1-for-30, so it just doesn't happen to Aaron Judge.
I know, he's been struggling, but the thing about Ohtani is he's got a whole team of guys that can lift him up. It doesn't matter if it's Páez, doesn't matter if it's Teoscar, Mookie. Like, Judge balled out this year and didn't have the team to lift him up. What about that?
Totally agree with that comment. That's going to be my next statement. Hey, look, the Abomination, one of the worst offensive displays I've ever seen, obviously. You know, everybody was screaming about Glenn with the Jets. You know, you do have to give him time. I just didn't like that he didn't have a feel at all. That kind of bothers me. I don't know who's around him advising him to sit there at the end to go for quarterback sneak and not even get a playoff. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to say about that. And 4th and 8, not knowing it was 62 yards, thought it was 67 yards. Takes a hit. I'm going to give him the benefit. Rookie coach. He has to stay for a year. Doesn't have a lot to work with. They're pretty atrocious. And now Wilson being out, I think Bryce wants to be elsewhere. You're right about the Giants. Big Giants fan. I was there when they beat with the first game with Dart. Very impressed with him. I think what's going to happen, I don't want to get caught up how bad Denver looked last week, because everybody saw them, because it was almost like the coach didn't want to put the ball in Nix's hands. He was really bad offensively. And it's like, wow, we can beat this team. You know, we can be, well, they got a great defense. Supan, their secondary is excellent. And you mentioned, we can't really go out and get a receiver and give up too much at this point because we're borderline. I know, look, we have a little hope. We're 2-4. But I think they're going to pack the box big time. They're going to make them run. I think the secondary is good enough to handle our receivers. If Slayton's not there, Hyatt still hasn't proven anything, Keith. I think they're going to be in for it. I think the tight ends have to be a big part of it. So I'm expecting a competitive game, but I think it's going to be a battle. I really do.
Yeah, I expect that as well. Thanks for the call, Richie. And I mean, like, good. It's the NFL. And we just got to remember these are rookies. They're learning. And sometimes that ignorance is bliss, being young and naive and, like, you know, being on Thursday Night Football, the only game on, and not being afraid of the Eagles. And you heard a lot from Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart talking about, like, we know this is a losing franchise, a losing organization over the last couple years, but we weren't here. That's not us. Good. Keep that attitude. Keep that mindset. But it's week to week. And the Eagles are watching that film, and they're going to scheme, and they're going to plan, and they're going to throw some different things at Jackson Dart. And I am worried about both of those guys' health. You saw what Brian Daboll was trying to do, trying to get Jackson Dart back in the game when he was in the tank. I just had a eureka moment. Russell Wilson going back to Denver. Russell Wilson probably going to take a snap or two, maybe a series or two in this game against Sean Payton. I was in the building last week. They booed his ass off the field. He skipped that ball across the turf. It was like someone just, you know, ruined the whole party. Can they do it? Are they up for the task? And with the Jets, yeah, I don't know. I think what we saw was, again, a defensive-minded coach who did not have confidence in his offensive coordinator or quarterback or offense as a whole. They hadn't done anything in that first half at all. It's a defensive-minded coach folding, where you don't fold in this league. Especially, you have nothing to lose. You're 0-5. You're overseas. You're the only game on. Go for it. Do something. And then later he says, yeah, we should have thrown a Hail Mary. You should have done something. And then later he says, oh, it was a 68-yard field goal. It was a 62-yard field goal. And I think you had already hit a 52-yard field goal and had some distance on that. So don't try and play games. Don't try and act like, oh, it was longer than... No, this is the NFL. These guys are hitting 62-yard field goals every week with ease. But it's a learning curve. learning on the job. And now you just hope that Aaron Glenn, Tanner Ainstrand, and Justin Fields in this Jets offense, they're better equipped when the they have the ball and the clock is running out and they know what to do. I bet this is something that is drilled and talked about this week. But like I said, they got caught with their pants down. They got caught in a spot where it's like, you don't know what to do. And there are 12-year-old kids that play Madden every day, and they know what to do in that spot. They know what plays to run. They know what to try to do. They're trying to, they're like, I don't know, it's crazy. It's just honestly crazy to see an NFL team go out the way that the Jets went out before halftime, needing a win. And like, having, I don't know. I just hope it never happens again. They learn from it. But it is a tough thing to watch when you're getting sacked all day. Justin Fields is holding the ball. Even when there was a 3rd and 5 where Justin Fields just held on the ball and took the sack. And I'm like, it's 3rd and 5, bro. Get rid of the ball. All you need is 5 yards. Throw it and give your receivers a chance. Even if you're off balance, get rid of the ball. I don't know. You just hope that this week they look different. And I very well think they could. At home against the Panthers, they'll have a different game plan, a different approach, and hopefully less of dropping Justin Fields back, having him in the pocket, having to read, get him out there on the roll, have him in the shotgun, not under center, try to establish the run. Got to get these tight ends going because Garrett Wilson isn't there. It's going to be even harder. But with it being even harder, out of necessity, you're going to have to lean on Justin Fields, his legs, him and Breece Hall. They should be running zone read. They should be running the option. Get Arian Smith involved with his speed. You know, now you're looking at Josh Reynolds as your number one receiver. That's a tough spot to be in. 888-808-1019. A tough spot to be in as well is approaching the longest drought in franchise history like the New York Yankees are. 17 years. And you know, not just Yankee fans, but the whole baseball world is going to make a lot of that. The Yankees are built off of their 27 rings, bro. Their championships, their standard of excellence, how much they've won more than any other franchise in sports. So here we are in modern day time where you can't get back to doing what you're known for doing, what built your brand. Ooh, that's a homer. Oh no, it's short. Camera got me and everybody else got me too. And that swing, as I was just talking about Jake Bowers, Rake Bowers, I thought Bowers tied the game. 2-1, Dodgers here. I got my eyes on Milwaukee, of course, watching this game 2 of the NLCS, bottom of the 5th inning. And, that's the first out. Anyway, back to the Yankee calls and the Yankee fans as we try to figure out what the Yankees are going to do. But I don't like, that's another thing, too. Isn't it sad that you don't expect them to really do anything? You don't really expect them to, you know, you expect them to say, we got this guy at home. We got enough. And go through the motions. Now, we don't need to spend any more. No, we don't need to go over the luxury tax. No, we don't need to. Oh, this guy will do. This guy will. Oh, Oswaldo Cabrera's coming back. Oh, no, Volpe's going to figure it out this year. He was hurt. Give him an offseason. It'll be good enough. We got enough pitching. We traded for all those relievers. Cole's coming back. We've got our starting rotation. This is good enough. Yeah, it'll probably be good enough to win 90-something games in the regular season. But then when all the scrubs and the bums are eliminated and it's best on best, you come up short. You come up short. You're healthy, but there's some healthier teams. You're strong, but there's some stronger teams. When will the Yankees decide to get in the gym, bulk up, and say, no, we want to be the strongest team, the last team standing at the end? Because we can be. You have the best player in the game. You have a lot of talented players around him. Get more, and don't cut corners. Gaetano is in Suffolk County on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Big fan. I tuned out of the radio for like 5 years, and then you know my father was listening to you, so I tuned in. So big fan.
Shout out to your pops. Yankees, thank you.
Yeah, he's been listening for a long time. But so talking about the Yankees, what they should do. I mean, obviously, I just feel like they need to make more contact. So yep. I mean, I know Luis Arraez. You know, people talk about. I feel like he just makes contact. You know, yeah, you know, gets a lot of hits.
Where are you going to play him? First base.
Well, yeah, I know, and that's the tricky part, right? You know, it's difficult. But I just mean guys in that general realm who can make contact with the baseball.
Sure.
You know, even Bo Bichette, you know? I mean, listen, is he the best fielder? No, he's not. But he makes contact. He gets on base. What was he, third in the league in hits this year? You know, so...
Yeah, doubles machine. You know. And, I mean, look at the Blue Jays without him now. They were able to get by us in that first round, but I don't think they'll go after Bo Bichette.
Yeah, probably not.
Especially when they're supposed to be prioritizing defense.
Yep. No, I completely agree, because obviously shortstop was a disaster this year from a defensive perspective. But yeah, just one real quick point about the Giants, too. One name that's really under the radar, who I think he's really good, he just gets underutilized because, you know, the offensive scheme is more geared toward the tight ends and the running backs, and obviously Lamar, is Rashad Bateman. I feel like the Giants could go and get him for like a fifth-round pick, and he could really be a guy who, you know, locks in with Dart this year and then could potentially be a running mate with Malik when he comes back next year. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good name. I think I heard his name earlier as well. Thanks for the call and the compliment, man. You know, shout out to the dads who, you know, kind of put their sons on. There are a lot of young guys that listen to me, and it's a product of them being in the back seat of the car with their dad or front seat. And any age, not just young. You know, the radio's been around forever, right? And you may come in and out of favor with the station or the host or whatever. And all of this is subjective. I always tell people all the time, I'm not for everybody. I'm not trying to be for everybody. Just like every, you know, music artist isn't for everybody. There's some people that hate Eminem. There's some people that love Eminem. But I do think it's cool when the generations pass down. Like, I didn't grow up listening to WFAN. WFAN wasn't programmed in my mom's car. I wasn't riding in my dad's car. But I do think it's cool when I meet, definitely at Yankee Stadium or different events, fathers and sons. And I love when, you know, the fathers will say, oh, yeah, my son listens to you, you know, or even mothers. I've met some mothers at the games, and it shocks me. It surprises me. A little 11, 12, 13-year-old kid will come up to me, and the mom said, can you take a picture with him? I say, you know who I am? Yeah, he listens to you every night. I'm like, wow. Like, I hope my son, who is not into really any sports yet, he's into trucks and, you know, bulldozers and fire trucks and police cars and that type of stuff. I don't know. He likes the Yankees. He likes going to a Yankee game. His favorite thing at the Yankee game is the 4 train and when they say day-o. But I hope that my son, you know, finds somebody that he likes listening to, or somebody that he rocks with, or somebody he feels like, yeah, this is my guy. I want to listen to his show. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down. We're halfway through my 5-hour show. Thanks for listening. Call us up. Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll be right back. Didn't even book any guests. Didn't want any guests. I'm like, hold on. All right. The Yankees are done, and I get a 5-hour show to rock. I will talk about everything with everyone, and I got it. You know, shout to Paulie, producing behind the glass, dropping the beats. He checked in with me. You want any guests for tonight? I'm like, nah, I got this one. This is all on me. I got this one. You know, because sometimes I get a little bit of, you know, a little un poco, pequeño, minuscule, little show. My show might be an hour. 2 hours that night. So with the Yankees done and the, you know, Brooklyn Nets not starting yet, it's good to, you know, come in here and just be able to talk through things and take calls and talk to everybody and just do my thing a little bit. So let's continue.
Can I talk to one thing for a second?
You want to bring up the Rangers? I heard you talking.
Yeah. So the Rangers lost tonight at the Garden 2-0. They're the first team in the history of the NHL to not score a goal in their first 3 home games to start the season.
Yeah, not great.
And I am the guy who, you know, who I don't overreact to these things. I try to think of things logically. I'm not going to say the Rangers aren't going to make the playoffs. That's absurd. But not scoring a goal through the first 3 home games, 9 periods, even by dumb luck, you should score a goal. And they haven't.
That's the whole game.
And I don't even think they're playing particularly bad hockey.
Well, I mean, the Oilers are good.
Yeah, listen, Oilers have Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, we understand that. But holy crap, put the puck in the other net, please.
It's going to be uphill. They're starting over. The Rangers are not going to be the team to bring the championship back to the city.
The issue with starting over is that they don't have that sort of team, because they have a Mika Zibanejad and Artemi Panarin and Vincent Trocheck and JT Miller and Adam Fox and Igor Shesterkin, who is essentially, if you want a comp, really, he's Aaron Judge for the Rangers. He's that damn good. Like, Igor Shesterkin is a top 3 goalie in the NHL.
I would say it's early. But it doesn't matter that it's early. It's the Rangers. There's a standard. There's a fan base. They play in the Garden. Like, you know what time it is when they start. I follow Vince Mercogliano, and he, I guess, just interviewed Mika Zibanejad, and the quote from Mika is, "I don't know if I should laugh or cry." And he quote tweeted his tweet where he said, "Despite another solidly played game, they're now the first team in NHL history to be shut out in each of their first three home games to begin a new season. And I feel like that's hockey, Susan." Or I don't know who's the Susan Waldman of NHL.
Listen, I understand that, but even by dumb luck, one puck should go behind the other guy, the other team's goalie. And it hasn't happened in three periods? The first time in the history of the league?
I got to feel bad for the Mets, Jets, Rangers fan.
Hi, Paul Rosenberg. How are you? I mean, what the hell are we doing?
Who, in the last game of the season, you get shut out. The Mets just need to win this game against the Marlins. They can't score a damn run. And then the last time you saw the Jets out there, their offense cannot get positive plays. They don't even believe that they could get positive plays so much that they just let the clock run out without running a play.
Keith and then McPherson you turn on and Paul Rosenberg had a better day quarterbacking than Justin Fields. They got through for negative 10 yards. We had zero.
And,
we had
you
a better
turn
day.
On the hockey thinking, well, we'll get at least a goal or two here tonight. Blanked. Shut out. Not lighting the lamp. It's tough in New York, man. It is tough in New York. Let's continue to talk to the fans of the New York teams. Moose is in Jamaica. Thanks for holding, Moose. You're on.
You're a Keith. What to do? It wasn't that long of a hold. Maybe an hour, less, more.
I always feel like I keep you guys waiting too long. I try to get there. I try to hurry up.
No, Keith. I mean, live radio, any live production.
There's
like,
breaks.
I know people in the entertainment industry, they complain about all the time from the back.
I'm watching the Dodgers continue to hit home runs. Max Muncy solo shot makes it 3-1 Dodgers in Milwaukee. Anyway, Moose, what you got?
So, about the Yankees. They might qualify offer Bellinger, but not Grisham, because they would want.
Belly's not taking no qualifying offer.
I'm not saying he's taking it. They're going to negotiate. The Yankees will probably offer anywhere from 25 to 28 to 32 mil, and he's going to probably want 35 to 40. If they meet in the middle, but once again, the Mets could offer 40 and he could be gone.
Yeah, but okay. Then comes I know there's a conversation around the Mets, right? Juan Soto left the Yankees for the Mets. Belly doesn't strike me as the same type of guy.
I don't. I don't think he. I think, whether it be his father or whatever.
I spoke on this with other guys. Belly, Kyle Schwarber, right? Other teams, right? Why would guys leave their winning organizations to take Steve Cohen's money and join the Mets after what they saw happen with Juan Soto this year?
And that's not a knock on the Mets. How much are you committed to continue what you
I even threw Kyle Tucker in there, but, you know, the Cubs situation with Kyle Tucker kind of went south. But I'm like, why would he leave a winning organization to go join the Mets who can't go back-to-back years in the postseason? You would assume the Mets get there next year, but that's not a guarantee. They got to make some moves, and not just coaching moves. You know, I caused a little bit of a stir online with a take that I had yesterday, and I didn't even put this exact take on the fan, but when I wrote the caption as this, because all of these people saying to me online, oh, how did Plan B work out for the Yankees? You didn't get to the World Series. You got there with Juan Soto. I'm like, are you dense? It's a different year, a different course, a different terrain. All of the teams that lined up to pursue Juan Soto and offer him $700 million or more, they made the postseason. The Toronto Blue Jays, the Boston Red Sox, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Yankees. The one team that actually landed Juan Soto and paid him the most money, what was their fate? Misery, disaster, all-time shame.
And even more so, they need a center fielder. They have corner outfielders.
Oh,
you're not
going
to move Nimmo back.
You already know the play, bro. Trent.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Grisham, exactly. Luke Weaver, they're probably going to entertain Belly because, hey, if you can play for the A team, of course you can play for the B team.
And real quick, because I don't want to take too much time. There's other callers. For the Mets, I know it sounds almost antithetical, like anti-logic to offer a 30-something-year-old or give him what he wants, 7-year deal. But think about it. Mets, you have a chance to do baseball history justice in terms of a 500 home run hitter, a 1,500 RBI player with a decent average, some postseason, and who knows what happens in the next coming years if you make it, win a World Series. You have a chance to have a homegrown, full career Hall of Fame first baseman for your franchise. Think about the lore your franchise would accrue in modern day times to have that.
The Moose from Jamaica. I'll take it from here, Moose. I said this during the season. The Mets are not good enough to even think about not bringing back Pete Alonso. That was before I knew they wouldn't make the postseason and that the Cincinnati Reds would take their place. I was saying that just, I don't know, June, July. When Pete Alonso broke the record, I'm like, yeah, he's got to be a forever Met. What's the point of having Steve Cohen? And you already lost DeGrom, right? What's the point of having the richest owner in the sport where money is not an object? He has lit millions of dollars on fire. He went out there to get Juan Soto, gave him everything before he played a single inning for the Mets. Pete Alonso deserves it. Pete Alonso has earned it. I don't think they're going to give him 7 years. And I don't think anybody's going to give Pete 7 years. So again, here we are. Let's see what the market dictates. It's funny enough that the Toronto Blue Jays were also in the running for Pete Alonso. We heard. They never put an offer out. But last year was different because of, you know, the pick attachment, the qualifying offer that was attached to Pete Alonso where you would have to give up draft capital. That's not happening this time around. What also isn't happening, and I kind of joked about this last night, I'm like, I wonder if the Met fan thinks, you know, last night watching Freddie Freeman, first baseman of the Dodgers, hit that homer, like, that should be us. That should be our first baseman, the Polar Bear, hitting that home run like he did in Milwaukee last year. We should be beating the Brewers. We should be in the NLCS.
No. No Met fan thought that at all.
I'm being facetious. It's jokes. I got it. You know, I got to some of these Met fans that troll me and they don't have profile pictures of these Met fans that they never give it up. They're in my DMs and I'm just deleting the DMs. I got to twist the knife in your back just a little bit. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. I don't hate the Mets. I hate some of the goofy Met fans that are always on patrol. It's like, damn, every time I open up my phone, you know, Trey Yesevich, I was calling him Yesevich because I didn't want to call him Yesavage. Yes, he is a savage, but clearly not against the Mariners, just against the Yankees. You know, along the lines of opening up my phone, Trey Yesevich got to the podium, to the microphone, and talked about the online abuse that his family was receiving. His mom and his dad, who, you know, very famously, his mom was drinking tall boys with his dad as he was no-hitting the Yankees. They became very popular. And I assume there's some Yankee fans that, you know, found their social media accounts and got after him. We heard the similar thing with Cam Schlittler and his mom and dad 40 minutes before the game saying, hey, how do we handle this? There's a lot of people from Boston attacking us. It is online. Most of these people don't attach a face or name, and even if they did, they'd be so dumb. Like, we live in this world now where the digital world affects our real world too much. If I listened and believed half of the things that I read about myself over the last 4 years I've been on WFAN, I wouldn't have the strength, I wouldn't have the want to, I wouldn't have the ability to come in here and rock a show every night. If I actually read what people write about me, and I, like, honestly, it motivates me. I laugh. I saw some guy today, if you look at my Twitter, he was like, fire this guy. There's no good reason he should be on the air year four now. Okay. And all I did was reply to his tweet. I said, yeah, 5 hour KM to AM on deck, boy. Hate all you want from your phone. Use your thumbs and your anonymous accounts. For Trey Yesevich to get on the podium and say, living in this world where there's so many different opinions and feelings which result in a lot of hate, it's sad to see that the people close to me are being attacked for my performances on the field. Did they get attacked? Did they get attacked in the alley like Mark Sanchez attacked that guy? That's an attack. That's a real thing. Not to make a joke out of that. That's an attack, though. Like, you getting attacked online? I get attacked online every day. Anybody that is of any notoriety, anyone that is known, it comes with the territory. We didn't always have this. You would have to get hate mail. You know, someone would have to actually, and I've gotten some hate mail here at WFAN. I kid you not. Racist things, stupid things, where people are writing to me about, I'm reading these things like, wow, wow. But for this guy to come out there and say, these people have done nothing to warrant negativity for my actions. Yes, they did. They're related to you. They're easy to get to. You've made them targets. They didn't know who you were 2 months ago. Whether that's my parents, my brothers, my girlfriend, my family, it's just really sad. I know I have the platform to address it, so I am. I hope that people can realize that those individuals have nothing to do with what happens on the field. If you have a problem, I'm a man. I can take whatever opinions anybody has about me or my life. So I just wanted to get that out there. So why didn't you just take it, internalize it, and use it, bro? And tell your family and friends, never mind it. We're in the major leagues. We're in the postseason. We're going to be filthy rich. Didn't you see me no-hit the Yankees? Well, as of yesterday, after he did all of that, talking about cyberbullying, he went 4 innings, gave up 4 hits, 5 earned runs, 3 walks, and 1 home run, and he took the L. So, like, do not get... And I tell this to these kids. I can't tell you the amount of LinkedIn messages I get. How many kids want to do a Zoom call with me for 10, 15 minutes to get advice, and I do it. I just had a group of kids from Vanderbilt in here that I spoke to for 10, 15 minutes. A couple of them hit me up, and they all want advice. And I'm somebody that literally came from nothing, so I can give advice, but what I'm giving now is the advice about modern day time. Don't let that stuff affect you. Actually wear it like a badge of honor. When I was broke, when I was unemployed, when nobody knew who I was, you couldn't find anything online about me. All of a sudden, I get a little bit of success, a little bit of motion. You can go on Reddit, Facebook, Twitter. You can search any platform on the internet and find somebody who says, Keith McPherson sucks. He's a diversity, equity, inclusion hire. He's unlistenable. He's... So I tell these kids, man, don't trip. Like, you got to laugh at that. as soon as you start to build, people are going to hate because they can't be you. They can't do what you do. You know what I'm saying? So wear it as a badge of honor. Understand that it comes with the territory. Understand you're doing something right to accrue haters, anonymous haters, that when they see you in person, they're going to ask for a selfie. That's what happens with me. I never get hate face-to-face. It could be at Fanatics Fest. It could be at Yankee Stadium. It could be in a grocery store. It could be walking the street. I have not had one person come up to me and say, you suck. Your soul is terrible. You should be fired. It doesn't happen. So I tell these kids, like, you guys have to use social media because that is the way of the world for you young guys. Like, you guys have to be on TikTok. You have, like, I can't tell you how many conversations I have, and I only have 5,000 TikTok followers. And I'm like, I'm old, bro. I wasn't doing the TikTok because when TikTok started, it was little 13-year-old girls dancing in their room. And I'm like, this is not for me. This is to catch a predator territory. I'm good on that. But now TikTok has exploded and they're like, oh, you only got 5,000 TikTok followers? I was like, I wasn't building my TikTok. As the TikTok commercial plays during this NLCS game. But yeah, the internet is fake, man. It's not real. Make moves in real life and then people in that fake life will hate on you and that's how you know you're winning. 10 o'clock. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I have 2 hours left. We're going to get back to the Yankees and the Mets, the Giants and the Jets right after this.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.